Welcome to the Fight at Home Show, your source for real estate information, inspiration, and education. And I'm going to add a little one here called hope, because we're going to talk about building hope through real estate. Before I get there and before I introduce my great guest, let me thank my awesome sponsors, Brian Murphy, Nikki Marengo, REMAX, Rocky Mountain Real Estate, Glacier Steel Products, Metal Roofing and Siding, Protecting What Matters, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. So, you know, it is the season. The season is upon us, where we look to each other, we give to one another, we warm our hearts a little bit, and that's appropriate because the temperatures are dropping. And I love this part of the year because things tend to slow down a little bit as we look to one another to offer aid, offer support, offer assistance. And I got to be honest, the Northwest Montana Association of Realtors, through their charitable community, through the efforts of so many brands and brokerages, we do make a massive impact in our community every year. And I think that's awesome. Now, I became aware of a new effort that has been introduced to the Valley recently. And in fact, my own team had came over to support this, and we've spoken about it before. However, I wanted to get to the core of it. And like I said, we're talking about building hope through real estate. So I thought it was very appropriate to bring an agent to the studio whose middle name is Hope. So please help me welcome Bethany Hope Johnson of Century 21 Deaton & Associates to the studio. Bethany, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're here. And let's just jump right into it. You're a part of an organization, an effort in our community that helps the homeless.
Yep. Flathead Warming Center.
The Flathead Warming Center. Yep. Now that's pretty new, isn't it?
Yeah. So I'll kind of start from the beginning. Back in late 2019, I was at a coffee shop and I overheard Tanya and Luke. I didn't know them then. I just heard the word real estate. So I was like, okay, get my courage up. And,
my ears.
Does anyone need a, you know, agent?
I love it.
They were trying to find a building, you know, to start a warming center. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. Cool. Yeah. I'd love to help you. I'll help you find a building. So we started our search and kind of ran out of time that year. It got cold and we really needed to get a place open and we didn't have a building yet. So the Presbyterian Church in Kalispell let us have it in their basement for that first year. Okay. And I think we served an average of around 17 a night. We only had a 20 max limit. There was a couple nights where someone, you know, there was too many and some of them would give up their spots to let others stay there. But anyway, long story short, kept looking for buildings, ended up finding the old Norby's building and they let us owner finance, which we needed. That was the main thing because we didn't have any money.
Cool.
And so they let us owner finance and be an escrow for 4 months. And we had to get the zoning changed during that time and do a capital campaign, which we magically met Gina, who volunteered her time. And she used to be a professional fundraiser.
Yeah.
And we raised $750,000 in 3 months.
Wow.
And we're able to have our down payment. So it was a big risk, all of it. But it somehow panned out. And now we're here doing the remodel, and our grand opening is the 16th of October.
Oh, wow, cool.
From 4 to 7, and everyone can come. So
that's excellent. Mm-hmm. So you know what's awesome? In the spirit of real estate, by the way, quick question. How long have you been in this industry?
3 years.
Oh, congratulations. Mm-hmm. That actually means you're now a veteran of the industry.
Yep. I just got my broker's this year, broker's license.
Good for you.
Yep, had 50 closings last year without an assistant or transaction coordinator.
Oh, my goodness.
Pretty nuts, yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you're also part of this great outfit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Busy.
Mm-hmm. That's why you've got coffee here.
Yeah.
Keep you going.
Lots of coffee.
You know what, Bethany? I think in the true spirit of real estate and kind of the fun of competition, I had a buyer interested in that property. And, and we didn't get to the point where we were writing an offer.
Yeah.
And not that I'm upset. And we ultimately found something a lot better for them, for their interests. I'm really grateful that it went to your
effort. I mean, it all happened like the right place at the right time with the right sellers. Because, you know, in order for a seller to let you owner finance when you have no money, like we didn't have, it was just all a risk. Everything was a big risk. And to, you know, let us have to let us get the zoning changed while we were under contract, like knowing that was a contingency.
That's
a lot of
heavy lifting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was all just like, we were just like, we have to try. If we don't, nothing will happen. Big risk. Here we go. Like our last meeting we had on Monday with the board, I was just like, oh my gosh, guys, this is the first meeting where we can all be like, we have extra money. Like we can hire another employee. Like it feels so good to be in a place where we're not just like holding our breath, taking a risk, leap
of
faith.
Right. Yeah. Paycheck to paycheck kind of thing. Yeah. Biting your nails. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. So how many people are involved with the Warming Center?
Tons and tons and tons. I mean, the whole community, there's so many volunteers. Sure. And what was really cool is our last meeting on Monday, they said 6 out of the 7 volunteers are going to come back again this year, which is a huge.
Good.
Yeah.
That's huge thing. Strong retention.
Yep.
So that honestly, Bethany, that's.
Or maybe it was employees. I can't remember. One or the other.
Okay. Well, either way, that speaks mm-hmm. to leadership.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like what you and Luke and Tanya, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Have going here mm-hmm. is creating a magnetic culture
yeah.
of hope and optimism, mm-hmm. and which kind of spreads over to those whom you're mm-hmm. serving.
Yeah, yeah. And we got, so they're adding bathrooms and mm-hmm. they're adding showers and they're adding lawn. We have three sets of washers and dryers. So that's like a huge thing we needed.
Fantastic.
Yep.
And it's a bigger venue or it's a bigger atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah, totally. So they're basically, well, they basically took what was inside of the original garage and just restructured everything and, you know, so it's all laid out nicely
yeah,
now.
Yeah. Hey, we've got to take a quick break. However, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about the warming center.
Cool. Sounds good.
We're hanging out with Bethany Hope Johnson of Century 21 talking about her efforts with the warming center. This is the Flathead Home Show. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-59.
Glacier Steel Products, a company that has been protecting your biggest investment. For over 19 years, Glacier Steel Products has been Northwest Montana's premier source for metal roofing and siding. We continually set the bar by keeping up with the latest and what's new and trending. With Glacier Steel, you get more than just a superior product. You get a company with the experience and knowledge to take on any job, big or small. Come in and check out our showroom and get inspired for your next project at 139 Alder Drive, South Kalispell, or visit us at glaciersteel.com. Glacier Steel Products, we are protecting what matters.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. This weekend, we're talking about bringing or building hope through real estate. And we're hanging out with Bethany Hope Johnson. That happened to just be a fun coincidence. That's not why, you know, well, maybe that is why you're here. Because you are building hope through real estate. And yep. we're talking about your efforts specifically with the Flathead Warming Center. You know what? We've been having a lot of fun this last segment. We forgot to discuss what actually the Flathead Warming Center does.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I mean, I kind of get an idea with the name, so good name. However, talk to us about what it means or who it serves.
Yeah, so in the Valley, we didn't have a, we don't until we came along, had a low barrier homeless shelter. And low barrier means anyone can come. You don't have right. to be clean. You don't have to, you know, be on a wait list or anything.
Right.
Anyone can show up and come, just come as you are. Bring your dog.
Right.
One lady brings a rabbit. I mean,
okay,
you,
cool.
Got bring it. Pets, you yeah, know, whatnot. Yeah. So it's a really safe environment, and we are there during the cold months. Usually we're starting in October and ending in May-ish. I mean, no, April-ish. And yeah, so it's a safe place for anybody to come whenever they need to.
Gotcha. So to serve the homeless community, other entities or efforts that are not low barrier would not have the ability to
yep.
to offer assistance mm-hmm. to those with those capacities.
Yeah,
I gotcha.
They have to go through, you know, be clean and
right.
whatnot.
Yep. Right, I got you. So this is really, gosh, I think, and pardon my maybe ignorance in this, I think that would be risky, don't you? Or let me phrase it this way. I think commonly people would think that's risky.
Yep.
However, you mentioned the word safe.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. How do you provide that?
So basically, we have really strict guidelines. Our original hours are 7 to 7, and they're not allowed to wait outside of the building or congregate out there. So they basically have to arrive at 7 and do the check-in process.
Uh-huh.
We put all their stuff and all their belongings in locked cubbies.
Okay.
So they get their blanket and their pillow and get their bed and do their normal routine. And then they have to be out of there by 7 in the morning.
Gotcha.
We're going to potentially expand those hours a little bit to correlate with maybe a bus schedule so they can get there an hour, maybe 6 o'clock,
because right.
it gets dark at 7.
Yeah.
And then maybe give them a couple more hours in the morning for the shower facilities that we have now in laundry, which is really helpful.
Cool.
Yep.
Absolutely. This is great. So, because listen, it is a factor and a concern in our community.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a number of leaders of those who are looking to end the war on homelessness
mm-hmm.
With their efforts as well. And they've all, I mean, even Bob from the Habitat for Humanity effort mm-hmm. had said, you know, there are an alarming amount of individuals who are one paycheck away from homelessness, mm-hmm. where one incident can cause a financial tragedy in their world and push them out into homelessness. And you and I, as realtors and part of this realtor association, I think we have a due diligence to confront this issue and help alleviate these pressures.
Yeah. And a lot of these people are locals. You know, they've been here for, I think 42% of them have been here 10 plus years.
Wow.
So they've been here, you know, it's not necessarily them moving here.
These are our neighbors.
Yeah. And a lot of them, I mean, 3 out of 4 of them have a severe mental illness, which a lot of people don't realize. Mental illness or, you know, drug addiction.
Sure.
Which is an illness in itself. It's really needed big time.
Well, these are real people in our community, mm-hmm. walking the streets right next to us who have been here. Like you said, 42% of them mm-hmm. have been here for 10 plus years.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. So they've contributed to the fabric of mm-hmm. our community.
And they were staying in cars, you know, like you've had complaints about people staying, you know, oh, there was someone staying in my car or staying behind our building. And this is getting them off of the streets and into a
something
facility.
Warm. Yep.
So that they aren't out, you know, in other people's property or whatnot.
I recall, in fact, I think this has happened more than once, which is tragic in and of itself, that there have been people who have passed because they froze to death
or
in their cars.
Or lost limbs,
because of, what do you call it?
Frostbite.
Here it is. Yeah. Couldn't think of it for a second. Wow. That just illustrates the need. It illustrates the compassion that your entity, provides.
Yeah. And so they don't take it for granted. So that's the thing about being safe. When they come in, no one's trying to cause, you know, issues. They want to get in,
they're
get into their bed.
Warm.
They are warm. They're not, you know, they don't want to lose their ability to come back the next night.
Right. Oh, so I'm assuming you see repeats. Like you see,
yeah,
you have
average
a community.
Stay is, the average. So like I said, 207 unique individuals, we've served from 2020 to 2021. And, the average stay is 15 nights. So
yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is great. So you're really helping people get back up on their feet. Mm-hmm. And stay warm.
Yep. And we're hoping to, with a little bit of the expanded hours, which we're thinking about doing potentially in the morning, given a couple more hours, might bring in some services that can help them.
What are the needs that the warming center has? Like what needs do you have as an entity that mm-hmm. perhaps maybe we as a community and mm-hmm. we certainly as a realtor association can help you with?
Yeah. So, stuff in general, we have a lot of, I think we're going to do a drive at Walmart and get hopefully all of the materials like toilet paper and everything for the whole year gathered at that one point in time.
Right.
Do a drive at Walmart. And then we don't need blankets or anything. You know, we kind of ended up with a whole storage full of stuff,
okay.
you know,
you're good
that we
there.
Didn't need. So really, I think funding, donating, I guess volunteering is another thing.
Uh-huh.
And we'll have all that info on the website, flatheadwarmingcenter.org. So check that out.
Flatheadwarmingcenter.org?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, so it's definitely it couldn't happen without the community support.
Yeah, you'd mentioned that in the last break mm-hmm. or the last session that the last segment that there are a ton of people, a lot of community support.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. So, you know, Bethy, thank you so much for kicking off this new series with the Flathead Home Show, talking about building hope through real estate. Right here, kind of on ground zero, you're the low barrier entry to supporting and encouraging our homeless community.
Yep. Yep. It's all awesome. Couldn't happen without the community, though.
Yeah. So. That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, hey, listen, our best to you. By the way, I kind of question here. What is your season? You said you start in October typically.
Yeah. Usually. Well, I think we'll have more of a set schedule now because we actually have a building. Whereas before, you know, we were just trying to find a place to do it for the year. But I think we're going to start. It starts on the 26th of October this year. And the grand opening is on the 16th again from 4 to 7. So anyone can come to that.
Cool. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Bethany Hope Johnson of the Flathead Warming Center hanging out with us on the Flathead Home Show this weekend, building hope through real estate, warming one person at a time. I love it. Hey, thanks Flathead for listening. Be safe, be well, stay warm. And as always, hey Flathead.
Welcome home.